Hello again. This is John Chowdy to have words with you and with a question out of the mailbag. Why, asks Ted Smithers of Chicago, do we say knock on wood? The question is really one for a cultural historian, especially for a student of religion and superstition, but the formula is certainly an idiom, and I can at least guess at some of the intricacies hidden in so seemingly natural an expression. It is one of many such speech forms surviving from primitive beliefs in spirits and nature. When someone sneezes, for instance, we say Gesundheit, which is German for good health, with, to you, understood. The Romans used to utter a remotely similar formula, absit omen, may that not be a bad sign. We understand that that means simply, may you not be catching something, as, for example, a cold. But our remote ancestors believed more than that. They believed in demonology and that any powerful, sudden expulsion of the breath from the body might allow the vital spirit of one's being to escape. There was also the danger that if the essential spirit of one's being was temporarily absent, some other free-floating spirit might seize the opportunity to sneak into its place and to take over. Spirits, our ancestors believed, could also escape when the body died. In many primitive societies, I am told, all bodily orifices are sealed instantly at death to keep the demon from escaping, and thus seeking to enter someone else's body. Even inanimate objects were believed to have their demons. Lakes, forests, mountains, trees, even large boulders were believed to have them, forces capable of powerful influences. In Greece, the red oak, Ho Drus, was especially revered, and one who wished to invoke a god performed a ritual by tapping on the drus to invoke the attention and protection of the god. D-R-U, dru, is the Indo-European root word meaning tree. When joined with the root wid, W-I-D, which is akin to Latin and which is obviously the root of Latin videre, to see, you have the double root druid, literally one who sees into, understands trees. And so our word druid, to label those of our ancestors who are ancient Teutonic tree worshippers. The interconnection is intricate and goes deep, and a number of great trees have become important symbols within historic times, as, for example, the Charter Oak of Britain and the Liberty Oak of the United States. Today, knock on wood is an automatic formula of propitiation, but, like a great tree, its roots go deep into a history lost in time. And so, too, when we say someone is the spitting image of his father. Today, we merely mean that he looks like him. We may even understand that he spits like him. But the form is a corruption, the original term having been not spitting image, but spit and image, and the reference is once more to early black magic, which had two basic assumptions. One, that things that looked alike exerted a magical influence upon one another, and two, things that had once been closely associated continued to exercise an influence on the body with which they had been associated. If I make a voodoo doll and make it look like you and put a hex on it, that is one kind of magic. If I then collect your spit, snippets of your hair, bits of feces, a drop of your blood, and mix those in with the doll I am hexing, I am using a second kind of magic. I am doubling my power. If I work this magic properly, then when I stick pins into the doll, you will feel the pain. Or if I make it of wax and melt it, you will be consumed by disease and die. I have you by the spit and image. This is John Chardy, witch doctor, but knock on wood, my license has expired. Goodbye till we weave the next hex, and good words to you.
The comments of etymologist and poet John Chardy.